walk in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. On Frank's door. Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison. The drowned in the bathtub in Paris. Seems goddamn odd to me. Lines in the street. Lines in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foam in the beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo,
Jim Morrison.
Beneficent and influence of Rambo, Rambo.
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
You're listening to Razor Smart on Radio 4A, 101.4 FM. That was our obviously usual Burrows entrance. And we're going to begin this evening with some Coil.
Hello.
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 Thank you.
listening to Razor Smart on Radio 4A, 101.4 FM. If you want to give us a text, it's 07980 168115. That's 07980 168115. And if you want to check out what's going on with the radio station, check out the website www.radio4a.org.uk. That was Coil with Moon's Milk from the Solstice and Equinox singles collection, and obviously it was in bulk just over a week and a half ago. So for all you pagans out there, I'm sure you were doing your festival celebrations and your various bits of magic for the Brigid and the particular time of year, and opening the snowdrops coming up, which was lovely. We were over at the Long Man with a big ritual over there, and the snowdrops that were planted last year had just come through, so that was good, really nice. Before us, you heard Radio Vol, of course, and after us at 11 will be Test Card, and now we've got some Rory McLeod.
Unbreachable in words, a silent man acts, he doesn't speak, and the deed is done, I never heard. The unseen, we sing from him, but words are not enough. We sing with the hunger, you can call it an anger, but we sing with an angry love. We sing with a hunger, you can call it an anger, but we sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love. We sing with a hunger. You can call it an anger, but we sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love. Do 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 do, da 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 da. A song of struggle for rising slaves, for the one who sit because they never obey, for the woman's struggle against great odds, for those fools who are trying to be gods. A song for the mother's love for a child, and for the tank who fights to be wild, for the smell of the earth, the flight of the bird, and for his song in the trees, for the sun to fall on, the seas to grow from. A song for the commonest weeds. We sing with a hunger, you can call it an anger, but we sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love. We sing with a hunger, you can call it an anger, but we sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love. Hunger, 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 anger, 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 hunger, 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 anger, anger, anger. We sing a song with calm days of flashing eyes that serves no one but laughs and cries. A song of pensive thought, a song of games, up on a solitary walk down a lonely lane. Well, he never sang of manly life, cause he feels like he's still a child. And he never sang of peaceful life, cause his life drove him wild. And we sing with a hunger, you can call it an anger. We sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love. We sing with a hunger. You can call it an anger. We sing with a hunger. We sing with an angry love.
last years with, and there were bruises on my face. In my dawning new day, I finally got away. But my head's all messed up, and he knows just what to say. No more dawning new days, I'm going back to stay. So I say bye.
Smile on Radio 4A. That was Macy Gray and Still. A bit of an unusual sound for one of us, perhaps, but the playlist tonight has been devised by Morrigan. The next piece we've got is from someone called Pixel Peer Eliza, a friend of ours, and this is something to do with the end of a club. It's sort of the atmosphere at the end of a club, and essentially it's to do with the character of a nightclub at night after we've all left. A Smile on Radio 4A, and that was off Son of a Preacher Man from the wonderful soundtrack of Pulp Fiction, of course. And this next one's for Morrigan. It was her playlist, and this one's dedicated to her.
Won't matter. sure if they're having fears. I'm all part of the house, I'm afraid to come outside. Although I'm filled with love, I'm afraid they'll hurt my pride. So I play the part I feel they want me. And I pull the shade so I won't see them seeing me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. From my party house, I feel like me another. Familiar face of creed and a race, a brother. But to my surprise, I find a man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me up. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. So many butterflies sleeping on motel floors, knocking on my brother's door, eating spam and Oreos and drinking Thunderbird, baby. Having hard times, there's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times, there's no love to be found.
Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. Nah, nigga. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage. Haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was the Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say raps change. They wanna know how I feel about
it. You ain't up on things.
Dr. Dre is the name. I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf. Still fuckin' the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang. Still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them coders and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them coders and them bolos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets. Signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap meets, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I get
still
to the D.R.E.
Representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them counters and them lolos, girl.
Still taking my
time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.I.E.
I'm on the team for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners in them polos, girl. Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.I.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch, yeah, lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still hitting them corners in them polos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off with jobs, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them polos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.I.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them polos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.I.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still
hitting them corners and them polos, girl.
Still taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets. It's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air. Boy, use a fool, D.R.
Listen to Razor Smile on Radio 4A, and that was, of course, Dr. Dre. We've got a text from somebody saying, would it be possible, hey there, would it be possible to put the word out about the painting sculpture exhibition in Queen's Road by Tommy Nails on the 17th of February? Well, of course it is, and there we have just done so. So if you know about that, it's Queen's Road, 17th of February, sculpture and painting exhibition by Tommy Nails. And next we've got a little bit of the favourite voice in the world for Reaper and Razor Smile. You'll know it when you hear it.
See a hot shot hit, kid? I saw the gimp catch one in Philly. We rigged his room with a one-way whorehouse, a mirror, and charged his Sosky to watch it. He never got the needle out of his arm. They don't if the shot is right. That's the way they find them, dropper full of clotted blood hanging out of a blue arm. The look in his eyes when it hit. Kid, it was tasty. The meat cafe occupies one side of the plaza. A maze of kitchens, restaurants, sleeping cubicles, perilous iron balconies and basements opening into the underground baths. On stools covered in white satin, sit naked mugwumps, sucking translucent colored syrups through alabaster straws. Mugwumps have no liver and nourish themselves exclusively on sweets. Thin purple-blue lips cover razor-sharp beak of black bone with which they frequently tear each other to shreds in fights over clients. These creatures secrete an addicting fluid from their erect penises, which prolongs life by slowing metabolism. Addicts of mugwump fluid are known as reptiles. A number of these flow over chairs with their flexible bones and black-pink flesh. A fan of green cartilage covered with hollow erectile hairs, to which the reptiles absorb the fluid sprouts from behind each ear. The fans, which move from time to time, touched by invisible currents, serve also some form of communication known only to the reptiles. The sailor spotted his reptile. He drifted over and ordered a green syrup. The reptile had a little round disc mouth of brown gristle, expressionless green eyes almost covered by a thin membrane of eyelids. The sailor waited an hour before the creature picked up his presence. Any eggs for fats? He asked, his words stirring through the reptile's fan hairs. It took 2 hours for the reptile to raise 3 pink transparent fingers covered with black fuzz. It took 2 hours for the reptile to raise 3 pink transparent fingers covered with black fuzz. Several meat eaters lay in vomit, too weak to move. The black meat is like a tainted cheese, overpoweringly delicious and nauseating, so that the eaters eat and vomit and eat again until they fall exhausted. A painted youth slithered in and seized one of the great black claws, sending the sweet, rich smell curling through the cafe. Real tight, and put a splint on the limb to immobilize it if possible. Lie the guy down and then send for the helicopter. He'll get anywhere in Australia in a couple of hours. Well, they get him in there and decide whether to use antivenom. See, antivenom can be as life-threatening as the venom if there's any allergy. Test for allergy, that can kill within seconds, anaphylactic shock. But now the amount of venom injected is under control of the snake. The snake, yeah. Oh, hell yes, they, if they're really, if you really get a snake mad to try to kill it or something, you'll inject much more venom than you will in what is known as an evasive strike, when he just strikes and then tries to get away. Foot typhons, particularly when they adopt a warning position, and hiss explosively. Well, the only snakes that will attack without provocation are the black mamba in Africa, a very hysterical and very deadly snake. They get to be 10 feet long. The black mamba, the bushmaster in South America, that has a very weak venom, but a lot of it. And the king cobra, they will attack them. And they've got not anywhere near the more potent venom, but they got plenty of it, and it's potent enough. Potent enough.
You're listening to Razor Smile on Radio 4A 101.4 FM. Just a brief correction. Unfortunately, I was having some wishful thinking. There's a painting sculpture exhibition, which I mentioned a bit earlier, on the 17th of February in Queen's Road at Tommy Nails. It's not actually by Tommy Nails. I wish someone was actually called Tommy Nails, though. Someone needs to take up that name as an alias. So to just get those details right, it's five sculptors and painters at Tommy Nails in Queen's Road on the 17th of February. Get along there just to sort of see what's going on. Apart from anything else, a venue called Tommy Nails is worth a visit, isn't it? Just as an artist worth Tommy Nails would be worth a visit. The next thing we've got for you tonight is three poems from Lem Cizay, so I hope you enjoy.
Different drums. Don't be misled by the dead slow rhythms, the depths and fathoms, the measure of sound. Keep your ears to the ground. Listen to the earth speak. Whisper, tremor, trickle, leak, gush, flow, splutter, seep, to awake you from your sleep. Your misleading breathing quoted you alive, but different drums know different. How long can you hide from the truth? Don't be misled by the dead slow rhythms of time. Mind walking. A stray sunshot caught his heart, As a child, he spent time melting, dripping like a fallen lolly on a curb in summer. As a child, he teased questions from his black-topped brain, like he'd licked the bowl when his mother left the kitchen. There was always one ultimate question that arose while building mud pies or staring at cobwebs in hedges. And only as the full line itched his tongue, as it had unravelled from his thoughts like a red carpet, only when the gravity of his question became its heaviest, unbearable almost, would he race home and stand with the urgency of a young boy desperate for a pee. Mum! Mum! Who was doing the same thing as he, but in the kitchen. If the earth is spinning, why doesn't it move if I jump up? And why aren't I dizzy? A stray sunshot caught her heart. She'd call it brain strolling or mind walking. Said he'd walk into a church one day and say, "Why is God not here?" On receiving a stiff reply, he'd look at the cross and say, "Well, he doesn't have to hang about like that. He can have my seat." A stray sunshot bled into his heart, welled in his chest, crept up the inside of his eyelids, curdled through his whip-like lashes down the bright brown bony cheeks. He'd run till his breath was almost too far ahead of him. He had run till his heartbeat had overtaken his pounding feet, till the rustle of trees had overtaken his breath, till the squawk of a magpie had overtaken the rustle of the trees, till the rattle of keys had overtaken the squawk of a magpie. He had run till his breath was almost too far ahead of him. It filled the kitchen, and his mother listened to it, counting 400 years of panting. She heard her grandfather in him, a grandmother's wheeze, her father's defiance, her husband's private sobbing at being broken. She listened. And she listened. The room was filled with spirits, ricocheting from wall to wall, cradled in the sink, dripping from the ceiling, clinging to their necks like the weak, motherless children that they were. Here was a question he would ask them, and it would twist their bodies each time. Suitcases and muddy parks. You say I'm a lying child. I say I'm not. You say, there you go again. You say I'm a rebellious child. I say, no, I am not. You say, there you go again. Quite frankly, Mum, I've never seen a rebellious child before. And when my mate said, "Race you through the park, you know, the muddy one," I did not think about the mud. When you said, "Why are you dirty?" I could feel the anger in your voice. I said, "I raced my mate through the park." You said, "It was deliberate." I said, "I didn't. I mean, I did, but it wasn't." You said I was lying. I said, "No, I am not." You said, "There you go again." Later, much later, in the dawn of adolescence, it was time for my leave. I with my suitcased social worker, you with your husband, walked our sliced ways. Sometimes I'd run back to you, like a child through a muddy park, adult achievements tucked under my arm, and I'd explain them to you with a childlike twinkle in my eye, thinking any mother would be proud. Your eyes desperately trying to be wise and unrevealing revealed all. Still, you fell back in the heart of the same rocking chair, saying, "There you go again." And I did. And I have.
That was three poems from Lem Sizzo. Hope you enjoyed. This is Razor Smile on Radio 4A 101.4 FM. We've got another announcement today. There's a film show every Wednesday, a free film show, lots of various sort of different films, intriguing, artistic, experimental short films mainly, apparently. So it should be interesting. So that's film show every Wednesday at Medina House, 9 Kings Esplanade in Hove. Hove Seafront starts at 7:30 p.m. And obviously, since it's free, you ought to get yourself down there and enjoy it. And if you're a filmmaker, I'm sure you can probably find some inspiration and perhaps even get some contacts down there. Next, we've got Ground Level.
It just depends how across the ground level you are. Just depends how close to ground level you are. Can you see the hurt? Can you see the pain? Can you feel the rain coming like a train of thought? Depends how close to ground level you are. So get on a train of thought. So get on a train of thought. We're sick of seeing poverty. We're sick of seeing misery. Sick of the fatality in every locality. Oh, we just killing time, waiting for a sign, like a battle cry or a long goodbye. No, no, it just depends how close the ground level you are. So get on a train of thought. It just depends how close the ground level. So viciously, wearing pure disguise, to camouflage their eyes, all around the spies, no one realizes, oh no, it just depends how close the ground level you are, so get on a train of thought.
Yeah.
You're listening to Razor Smart on Radio 4A 101.4 FM, and we're going to leave you now with our final track of the evening, which is Coil, again, from their wonderful album Scatology. This is called At the Heart of It All. After us, it's Tess Card, who'll take you through to the end of the live experience of Radio 4A. You want to find out more, check out the website, www.radio4a.org.uk, and why not get involved, you know, maybe do your own show, maybe put out your own sounds. Anyway, see you next month. This is Razor Smart signing off, and here's Coil.